Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Taro. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind, Season 5, recap of Episode 9. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Two episodes left. We've gotten 1 through 8. A lot of drama, a lot of drama outside of the episodes, too. You notice there's been a lot of stuff coming out. I think a lot more stuff than normally comes out, right? We've seen the stuff about the extra couples and all this other stuff. How you feeling, though? Because I think it's a good season. You and I both said this early on, like, hey, the anticipation is this. But I see a lot of people saying, man, this season is trash. And a lot of different reviews I'm seeing in the comments, people are saying, this season is trash. It's the worst season ever. I'm like, are we watching the same show?
So, okay. A, this is my first episode drinking dark liquor, drinking whiskey. Oh boy. So there's that. So let me just preface that for the group. The way I look at this episode, is it bad? Yes. But that's what makes it good. Mm-hmm. And because it's bad, you want other people to notice it. Like, you ever take out some old food out of your fridge and be like, oh, hey, smell this. Because you want other people to join in. So mm-hmm. I see people's point, but I think that's the thing. It's so much unnecessary drama with this mm-hmm. whole thing that's what makes it good. It's just a lot juicier than previous seasons.
I think it started early in this one, and that's what it was. And like Carolyn said, don't you feel like it's sort of losing momentum, though? They should have dropped the finale with 8 through 10. Yeah, they really should have done. And to be quite honest, I almost thought that's what they did. And I was like, wait a minute, they only dropped 8 and 9. Right. Of course, that cliffhanger for that 4 weeks. And then here's the good thing about it, though. We get 10, and I'm assuming the reunion is going to be the following week, right? Mm-hmm. And I was really hoping it would all be done before we get to Married at First Sight. So there's going to be a slight overlap in that. So maybe they're like, well, let's see if we can steal a little bit of that momentum. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. But Carolyn does say she is enjoying the season. So, I mean, I think I thought we were.
I predict this will be one of the most watched reunions.
Yes.
Because all of us are like, we have so many questions that we need answered. Mm-hmm. There's so much closure that we need where last season, it was mainly, you know, what's his name? This is what they did, Dallas, the mm-hmm. flight attendant and the other guy. I forget, the whole, with the little Raven oranges. Not Raven and what's his name? Not Raven, SK, the other guy. Remember the, what's the little oranges, little baby oranges, that whole deal?
Oh, yes. That was
like the big blow up, right? But I think this is going to be a highly watched reunion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I can deal with reality shows if it's this much BS because it's fun to talk about.
That was it. Cool. Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Hey, Tanya has a great question. How are they going to drag out two weddings for a whole hour? They say, hold my beer, because it's 70 minutes long, just to let you it's a little longer than you think. With a whole lot of fluff, that's how. But look, we're not going to drag this out. Let's get to it, man. Episode 9. We're 8 days till the wedding when the episode starts. Everyone's going to get their license. And by everyone, I mean all 4 people. 2 couples.
All 4 people. So it starts out with Stacy and Izzy. And I made a note. Stacy without makeup. Mm. Interesting. This is why I'm a big fan of natural beauty. I think makeup is great. It enhances, and Stacy's a beautiful person. So don't want anybody to hit me in the comments after, like, why are you talking bad about Stacy? Mm-hmm. Because apparently I've been a good target. Actually, both of us have gotten some smoke in the comments.
I this welcome season. You seem offended when they come
at you. I just question. I'm like, what?
Yes.
What did I say?
You're an but, L. Yes.
It's yeah. Okay. All I'm saying is, Stacy without makeup, I was just like, interesting. But that baby voice, I'm so excited. I can't stand that.
The combination of both, the no makeup and that. Well, yeah, look, you know, you went that route. Makeup definitely helps Stacy. I will say that. I agree.
Well, I mean, she's beautiful without the makeup. That's my whole issue with it. But that's regardless. If she's happy, she loves how she looks. That's all that matters.
But I think Disney loves it. That's all that matters. So stay gold, pony boy. Do it your way.
Donna says, I actually had to look twice. Stacey looked older. Like, is that her mama?
She looked different. She looked different. So it's just like, okay, that's whatever. And then, of course, Lydia and Milton get theirs. And they're like, that's $74. And Milton broke out his card. I'm like, y'all got to pay for that? I thought apparently. That was a trip. Yeah, I'm like, y'all got to pay for that?
Well, I guess it is legally binding. I don't know. That's kind of weird, too. But, you know, here's what's weirder to me. They showed their full government names. Doesn't that seem weird to you?
No, because what normally happens in the pods and early on, it's really first name stuff. You don't get last names. But then eventually through conversation, they start saying, like, Stacey's, I'm Mrs. Zapata. And right. So you're okay, it's Izzy Zapata. It's, we know it's James Milton Johnson, the fourth.
Fourth. He's the fourth.
Yeah. The fourth, right? So, like, we know these things because it just eventually comes out. So I don't think it was a mistake or a bad reveal on their part.
And Tanya's saying they actually pay for more than we know, which we did see some of that. I think it was the last season as more came out about the finances and how much they actually get paid. It's not as much as people think it is, but it's supposed to be for love. It's okay.
I don't know. This show gives me trust issues. So I don't believe anything I see. Who pays? I don't buy it. It's got trust issues. They lie to us a whole lot.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Pull out your card. Okay. All right. There you go.
And we got it. That's a wrap.
Speaking of lies, wedding dress shopping with Vanessa, tux, I'm going to call it picking with Nick, right? Kind of weird watching this episode, seeing Renee and Carter there and knowing that they were in the actual process and even made it to the altar. It just feels weird watching it because the first, and it's only, I watched it and then I saw some of the other stuff and I was like, wait a minute. And I went back and looked at it again. I'm like, damn. My first thought when I saw it the first time, though, that's a lot of people that they didn't introduce. And now we know why.
Exactly. Because I saw them like, wait, Renee's there. And then they tried to hide it, but Carter was there for the right guys. I'm like, okay. And I already heard about this anyway, but I was wondering how they were going to do it. I'm like, see, you're lying to us. There's some things you're not telling us. But that's fine. We will get to that.
Now, this is where I check out. You and I never, I mean, we're guys. We're not big on the wedding dress shopping. So sorry, ladies. I don't think you missed anything in those. I did like how Milton was talking about Lydia, though, you know, which is why I've been saying they can actually work. I see people already making their predictions in here that everybody's going to say no and Milton's going to say no and it's not going to work. But he knows what he likes, right? He knows what he likes. He knows her flaws. He even tells the guys this. Yeah, she's this, she's this, she's this. He accepts them while knowing, here's what I lack. And knowing that they both have room to grow, he's like, all right, we'll just do it together.
Yeah. That's the one note I made about Milton. Like, you can just tell how smitten he is by Lydia when he's talking about it. And I do that in my own personal life. When you meet people and they're telling you about their spouse or their partner,
right,
you can tell who's really in good relationships just by how they talk about them. The right. smile, the look in their eye. And I think Milton had all those things when he was talking about Lydia.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Izzy's trying to sell it like a broke salesman, trying to make it sound like everything about them is great. And he feels so confident in their relationship. And then, of course, gets a little emotional because that's what he does for the camera. And then I think Stacey's family were like, when they saw Stacey in the dress, oh, Izzy's going to cry when he sees that. She goes, yeah, he probably will.
Like he did in the broom closet, love.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of Lydia's twerk in the wedding dress? I thought it was subpar.
It's not about how good it was. Lydia's just very inappropriate. But I get it. That's her, and she's Puerto Rican. And this is
that inappropriate? Inappropriate was what happened at and Married at First Sight when the striptease happened at the wedding. That's inappropriate.
No, I'm saying that she's just inappropriate in the sense that...
You just
remember when she was at Milton's family's house, and she's cussing. I've never in my life gone to someone's meet the family mm-hmm. and I'm gonna drop, you know, shit bombs and damn bombs or whatever. I just don't. If I was with her father one-on-one having a beer, I might say shit. Mm-hmm. But I just wouldn't do that. She's mm-hmm. just, I think, kind of inappropriate. But what got me about Lydia is she's sitting there looking at herself and crying. And like, I didn't know how bad I wanted this. And I'm like, based on how you were with Uche, how you were crazy over Izzy, and how you were really going after Milton, I think you've known you really wanted this. This isn't a shock.
Apparently, you and Tanya have the exact same train of thought. She's like, I was like, girl, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I had no idea. And like, it was funny. It's everyone else is crying. Lydia's mom is crying. And even Stacy's siblings are crying. But you know who didn't shed a tear? Stacy.
Stacy's
one of the guys.
She did not say that from the very beginning?
One of the guys. Yeah.
Indeed. Now, L. Ramey says, Lydia's growing on me. Mimi says, by the way, that was not, what she said? Oh, there it is. That was not twerking. That was not twerking.
Whatever. Whatever it was, maybe that's how you twerk to reggaeton, right? Since that started in Puerto Rico. Oh. So maybe that's the Puerto Rican version of twerking. It's Hispanic Heritage History Month. I learned reggaeton came out of Puerto Rico. So maybe. Yep. That's a Puerto Rican style of twerking.
It's definitely not. And before we move on, just want to, Tamika, want to get you right here. No, now you're almost as bad as Jessica, because Milton is the fourth. The son, if him and Lydia would have a son, the son would be the fifth.
Yes, they did clarify that because I think Jessica first thought Milton was the fifth, and her mom corrected her and said, "No, he's the fourth." She's like, "Oh." Oh, yes, he's right. If they have a kid, mm-hmm. that would be the fifth.
Exactly. So, I'm sorry.
Are you looking at the same? I just saw that too. It's how you twerk when you have constipation.
Something to be. You ain't even right.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. See, that's why we love you guys. That's why we love doing this live, man. While you're in here, do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. You know what? We have a lot of people in the live chat. Do us a favor. Just, you know, hit that like button real quick. It helps the algorithm out. And don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell for notifications, whether you're watching now or you're watching the replay of this. Definitely love to get everybody on there. Let's get those subscribers up, all right?
And if you got your gold cup, cheers.
I do have mine. It's filled with Mother Nature champagne.
Mine's filled with Woodford Reserve. And it's making me hot.
Whatever you do.
That's when you know what's good.
Keep your shirt on.
I've never been that guy. No, I don't take my shirt off. I'm good.
Hey, things change when you start doing the brown liquor. Stacy and Izzy, they go to an airfield, and Stacy is excited as they're walking there. She's like, look, I'm not scared of speed. And I got excited too. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get them, see them do some G's. One of them is going to pass out. I'm sure it's going to be Izzy. He'll probably be crying. This is going to be amazing. And then they got there.
Yeah. I was curious about that too. And then Izzy's saying, you know, well, you know, jets are what Stacy likes and, whatever. I'm just like, okay, Izzy, that's great. I love the idea. So that's awesome. But to me, Stacy is more of a private jet with a nice interior with a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's prop plane Stacy. And that's to me what that thing was. But hey, it was a nice gesture. He tried.
Mm-hmm. No, it's he tried. And I like the view from the cockpit because it's glass bottom. You can see that. That's great. That's not what they see back there. She was struggling to look through the window to see what was out there. It's like that one time I got on Delta and had it might have been American that time. And I had a window seat. But there was no window.
Well, that plane looked almost like the plane we jumped out of.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I was just like, okay, how's this any different? But of course, Stacy's like, you know, well, it was spontaneous, isn't it? And I like that. That voice again. And I like that. Ugh. just stop doing that.
They go after that to dinner, and Stacy hit us with that Flavor Flav, you know, Romantico. It's like, all right, girl, go ahead. You've been watching this a long time. But did you notice how at ease Stacy looked while Izzy just looked like he was on edge? Edgy was on Izzy. Izzy was on edge while she's just like laid back, joking. She's back to party girl, just having fun, cracking jokes, and just, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I did, because she seemed like Stacy in the pot. Like everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy's eyes told me like there's something, and he's trying to like really sell himself.
Right.
A whole bunch. He's saying all this stuff about how much he loves her and all this other stuff. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? Like this, y'all are already a day or two before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She believes you. You don't have to keep selling it. So I just kind of made a mental note to self, like, I wonder why he's doing that. And then she started, you know, mentions the family, and he's like, I feel so close to your family after being around them twice. I've met people's families. Never have I felt close after two visits. Mm-mm. I don't care. Cameras or not. I've never felt close. It's just like, okay, they're cool. And then, you know, I can't wait to be around your family. And, you know, I really love them. I'm like, you love them? Twice? Hanging out?
Twice. Well, think about it. Izzy is not, besides his mom and, you know, the diving bear hugs he loves to give her when he says goodbye, he's really not close with anybody else in his family, because he made it a point to tell her, like, look, they're not going to be a lot of people from my family. It's my choice, because I really don't want the unwanted opinions. I really wish that they would show up to the wedding so we can hear some of those unwanted opinions, because we want them. I want to hear what they have to say.
We all have families, and every one of us in the chat right now listening live, and people who are going to be listening after this, every one of us has at least one cousin we know ain't about shit. Right? We can just easily say, oh, he ain't about shit. And I think that Izzy has those family members that know he's not about shit.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't want them to come, because he knows that's gonna come out. But the fact that he purposely didn't invite all these extra folks, that's a little bit of a red flag.
What I thought too. I'm like, wait a minute, why? And then is it because he's the one they don't like? Is it because they're not gonna like her because she's white? Is it, what is it? Because for whatever reason, I'm like, why is this the case? So this kind of had me for a minute. But apparently there's a little, a little issue in the family tree there. And speaking of families and how that kind of rolled on, we kind of see a little bit of that with, Lydia's not there, but it's Milton and his sister, Jessica, as I like to call her, his hating sister, Jessica, because she's always hating. I mean, I think you finally agree with me here.
I agree with you. I'm trying to understand why she's a hater, right? And I think I might have said this on our last recap after her and family met Lydia. Let's say she's the older sister who's single, never been married. Maybe she's bitter, and that's why she could be hating. She's not. She's married with a little one. Why can't you just be happy for your brother?
Exactly.
And for whatever reason, she just has this attitude. I think more of it comes out as they start to have a conversation. To me, more of why she's the way she is, and I think it stems from her mom, but a little bit more of it comes out to me, because there are no emotions. And Milton says this, our family's not emotional.
Yeah.
We don't really do this. And she's like, emotional. No, you know, we're not. Passionate. Her family is very passionate. We're passionate. We're giving. What do you mean? Don't give like us. And she's like, oh, well, we don't show emotions. And that's the thing about her. Like, to me, when you called me out the blue, told me you were seeing someone, you're happy, I was like, man, that is awesome. That's great. Uh-huh. Then when you told me you were getting married, man, we bonded over that. I was like, man, I am so happy for you.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, well, you know, it's a business. And what does she do? What do you do? What are you going to do about daycare? What are you going to do about this? I mean, no emotion, nothing about love, anything. And the fact that Milton genuinely looks happy, just be happy for your brother.
You know what it is? Milton is her younger brother.
Right.
she still looks at him as the little kid that was chasing her around and following her around, and she couldn't shake some at times. That's what it is. I don't know the age difference because, of course, again, we don't do that deep dive into them. I love the others that do because they give me the information I don't have to go search for. but she's definitely older and old enough to look at him as the younger brother and look down on him in that manner. Because even when he goes, look, I'm looking at the... she just gives this whole thing about the business side of it, right? Yes. He says, well, you know, I'm looking at the analytical points. She goes, well, it sounds like a science project.
That's just hate. That's a hate move.
Exactly.
You know, that's a straight up hate move.
Which is why I like Milton saying, like, you know, even if mom or dad said no, you know, I still do it.
I still do it anyway.
Exactly.
And I feel like that was Milton's way of saying, hey, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make my own decisions. Mm-hmm. Because she was like, you know, all of your big decisions, we've been involved. Hey, that's great. You're not going to be involved in this one.
Exactly.
This is not an arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. This is my choice. And either you like it and be a part of it, or you kick rocks. But I respect that. Even if he's making the wrong decision, yep, it's his decision and he's running with it. And he's not 24 going to his parents, what do y'all think? Are y'all cool if I do this? I respect the dude that just, yeah. And hey, can I borrow whatever? I mean, Milton seems to be a sharp dude, got his life together. I was proud of how he handled that and stood up to his heartless, emotionless sister.
Now, El Ramey is saying that the sisters on the Love is Blind page saying it was editing, said they like Lydia, right? You said the words regardless. I mean, I don't know if they held up a script for you to read it, but you said the words. You know. But here's the other thing, too. It's where the way she sees Milton is one way. But that's why when the mom said, I see things that others don't, she was talking about Jessica. And because even when she goes, I'm his mother, I see these things, I see his growth. And even when Lydia goes, oh, well, look at the way, you know, Jessica doesn't think so. Oh, that's his sister. Just like,
right,
brush it off. So this, and we're seeing this again, just because now it's just the two of them. You kind of see this dynamic. What'd you think of the whole hyphenating of the last names or taking the last names?
I think it's great because I wouldn't want someone to hyphenate my last name. My question is, hey, Milton, have you run this by Lydia? Because, you know, she's opinionated. She has opinions. So are you sure she's okay with that?
I think you misinterpret their whole thing. He knows how to get his point.
I'm just saying that maybe is she on board with that? You know, so I don't know. I do understand how people are saying that. You know, in the comments right now, people are saying you got to understand that people look at you as the youngest. I'm the baby of the family, mm-hmm, and I remember when I bought my house, my mom's a realtor. I didn't get her opinion or permission. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to buy this. Here it is. Showed her the brochure. Here's what I'm buying. Putting a contract on that tomorrow. I didn't ask her to go look at it or whatever. And even though she probably wanted that, I think she still respected the fact that I made my own decision. Mm-hmm. And then in my dating life, my brother, who's my older brother, love him to death. Not once has he been like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? No. Where probably the reverse. I've done that to him where I'm like, why are you doing this? But I didn't have that experience. And so maybe it's just difference in families, but I think Milton stood up for himself, loved it. And Jessica and his family, hopefully, if they say yes on decision day, that they'll all be on board.
You know, so I'm the eldest. And I remember when I bought my car, my first car, I just drove up. Hey, look what I just bought. Mm-hmm. And like, so I get that whole sense of it. It's like, you know, and this is him at this age stepping out. But I mean, think about it. He came out of college doing six figures immediately. So he's fine. And he's
smart.
The most mature person on this season of the show. So glad to see that, right? Glad to see him standing up to his sister in that matter. Because it was very playful in the house. But at least this time, it's just really more straightforward. And I think it's also a little bit more playful in the house because his parents were still there.
Yeah. So Toya, you're 100% right. Not decision day, wedding day. Sorry, I get the shows confused and I'm drinking dark liquor. My bad.
Well, to be fair, they're going to have to make a decision on whether to quit.
So what you're saying is,
I got your back.
We're both right.
Both things can be true. Hey, don't forget to hit the like button, please. We got quite a few people in here right now on the live stream. Hit that like button. Just take you a quick second. Bow. And of course, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit that bell for notifications so you know the next time we're back on. All right. Now, back to this wonderful couple. This is when we get past a lot of the blah, blah, blah and get to the good stuff. Because Stacey and Izzy dumping his unorganized suitcase on the bed. And I thought that would be the one that would irritate me the most. Fold your damn clothes. What was this?
I've been waiting for this moment all day. So I'm like, okay, all this other stuff that happened in this episode, basic, right? Yeah. Boring peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This right here, this is a hero sandwich. This is awesome. So this whole thing starts out awkward. And I made the comment in my notes. I'm like, it feels like I can see tension in the room and not just in how Izzy packs. Right. Because I'm watching him like, who does this? Right. I travel a lot. Who packs like that? It is the most atrocious thing.
Somebody without dishes.
And I was waiting. I'm like, Yanni is going to lose his mind. Because what did you see from both of them? Suitcases on the bed. Mm-hmm. Outside clothes on the bed. Yes. And at some point, shoes on the bed. And I'm just like, Yanni's about to lose his mind.
They're just, you know what it is? They're moving out. They're like, F this place. You know, F your couch. It's like you said, when you're moving out of the hotel, you know, I'm like, you know what? I conceded that on the last day in the hotel, throw the suitcase up there. But when you move in and you first go to the hotel, you don't do that because you still have to get on top
right.
of it. What you just don't know is they didn't change that cover and the last person put their suitcase up there. So it's none of it's clean. I just want to point that out. None of it's clean, okay?
No, but so I'm watching that and I see that happen. And I'm looking at Stacey's face because we don't really know the story yet. We just see right. this packing situation. And I'm like, why does Stacey look upset like someone farted in the room? Like, that was look on her face. It was just like, this dude just fart. but apparently, and here's the thing. This is the money shot. We've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had a conversation about money. And, oh my goodness, he's broke. He's broke. No credit cards.
Remember this. Johnny said this. And yeah. We thought Johnny was a hater.
Yeah, we did. But I was like, okay, Johnny knows something and knows Izzy is broke. And so I just like saying it that way. Izzy is broke, but Izzy's broke. And so he doesn't have any credit cards. And so we were saying before, because when we saw Stacy's house, the three-story house, the two Mercedes and all that, you and I had a conversation about this, about finances. And we're like, why didn't they talk about this in the pods? Well, apparently Stacy asked the question in the pods about finance, all that. And Izzy wouldn't really answer it, or he lied.
Right. Well, by avoiding it, you're still lying. You know, what's it called? Lying by omission? Yeah, it's still a lie. I know. Coming up, you always say, well, I didn't lie. Well, no, you did. And she asked very direct questions to him before, like about the credit card and, hey, you can get points. And even the reason that he gave was really bad. And I like what Toya says here. We owe Johnny an apology. and Lexi says Johnny was right. And she was a hater. Both are true. True. Because Johnny said this. Like, he's broke. He doesn't have anything. And the question really does become, I think you highlighted this right here. How do you reveal it to Johnny and not Stacy?
Because he knew he was going to pick Stacy. Because this is what guys like this would do. Right. They realize, oh, this is where the money bag is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to sell a different version of me than what I did to Johnny. I think he was upfront. They both had, Johnny was divorced. He was engaged, didn't work out. I think they trauma bonded. Thus, he shared probably a little bit more. Once he realized, oh, Stacy is the keeper, he held that.
Right.
Strategically. And that's, I agree with Stacy for being bothered about this 100%. you know, Izzy said he wanted to lay everything out there when they sat down and talked, like, in a really proper setting. So his version of a proper setting is a day before the wedding.
Keyword being formal setting. So formal weddings are for. That's it.
Did it? So he needed a linen tablecloth. Yeah, this is nice. This is a nice tablecloth. Look at this linen. Sweet. Can we talk for a little bit? I want to share some things, but I think that this is why he was that way on the at the dinner at the plane, mm-hmm. or the airfield, right? Yeah. I mean, you could tell there was something he was holding back. So Stacy tells him that, you know, she feels like he rambles and skirts around answers, which he does. Mm-hmm. And so Izzy comes, he counters. This is the most dumb shit I've ever seen. Here's his counter. It's not that I was trying to beat around the bush or BS or anything. Yes, you were, because either you have bad debt or you don't. And if you're going to talk in this, if you're going to have this conversation with a future partner, okay, do you have bad debt? Yes. How much? Okay. What's your plan to fix it? Right. But don't dance around. Yeah, you know, I was in college and I was young and Mercury and Jupiter, and you got to understand the aurora borealis was in my eyes and I couldn't see. I mean, it's just bullshit that mm-hmm. he's saying.
Now, Carolyn says Stacy and Izzy only had surface level conversations. I don't know. I think she tried to open the door to other, because here's the thing. In the pods, I said Stacy was the party girl and that was it. The minute they came out of it, I thought her conversations changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they had, she was a little more serious. Like, she was mm-hmm. an adult when they got out of the pods. What we're seeing in episode 9 is she's reverting to that kid again because she's carefree, don't give two shits about it at this point. This is what I see.
Because she's thinking everything is good. Mm-hmm. She's thinking there's no issue there until they go to the gas station. She's like, why aren't you using a credit card? You can get points.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like credit cards. She's like, why? Points. Right. You and I both use points, right?
She's like, you want to travel, right?
Yeah, you points. You want to travel a lot. Points. Mm-hmm. Help you with that. I got rid. And then that's when it all comes out. And then Izzy goes to this, and this is the problem I have with Izzy. And I think that he is a liar and manipulator. Mm. He goes looking for sympathy by saying, I don't want to talk, you know, I don't want to walk on eggshells. When talking with you out of fear, you'll get upset. And he tries to make it about him. So, like, him and Uche would be great roommates. Mm-hmm. But he's
really
trying to
get... Well, that's why I call them drama queen 1 and 2.
Yeah, they would be great roommates. But then this mofo says that, well, it's only $3,500 in debt. I'm like, let me just stop you right there. Mm-hmm. $3,500 in debt does not stop you from getting credit cards. Stop that lie. That is ridiculous. If you are broke... and you have debt, say it. Yeah. And then, because that isn't, and here's the thing. It's about vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. The financial conversations are probably not easy to have when dating. And mm-hmm. it's not easy to tell somebody, hey, I made a lot of bad decisions and my debt is this. It doesn't mean the person's not going to date you. But right. y'all have to put together a plan and say, hey, before we get married, we have to put a plan together to knock out this debt. But right. if you're going to come in lying and tell me it's only $3,500 and that's why your credit score is bad over $3,500, you are lying. I know, because in my 20s, my credit was crap. In my 20s, I had a 490. I will say it publicly. I'm sorry, Yanni. Let me say it right. I'm going to be open and share a piece of my life. I had a 490 at one point in my 20s. So I get, you can mess up. Have a plan to fix it. And Izzy has zero plan. And that is the problem.
You know, interesting thing here is, and I see people saying, you know, what if hopefully she sees the red flags. They should have had these conversations in the pods. Yeah, she was the party girl, the fun girl, trying to win, all this other stuff, right? Everything was she was seeing a lot of flags along the way still.
Yeah.
This confirmed it. I'm mad that they didn't catch it on camera, but okay, make them address it after. And it is personal. What it is. We get the residual. So, okay, this is what it is. But if she was on her way to saying yes, does this, because you just said a lot about if you're saying you're broke, that's one thing. We can repair credit, right? If you have bad credit, you have debt, you can pay it off. You can repair credit. That's easy. The lying right. is an issue. Is this a lie? And lying this long, does that make her say no at the altar?
It's very possible, because that's a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really think about it, it's a big one. And yeah. if you're just upfront and honest and say, here's where I'm at, but here's what I'm doing to get better, maybe your partner can help. But I think any of us, if we met somebody and we fall in love, mm-hmm. and then we have the financial conversation and realize that, oh, you are $150,000 in debt, and that's none of that is student loans. Mm-hmm. That's just credit cards and all kind of bad debt. It doesn't mean you're going to end the relationship. It just means that we got to have a plan to get this down. So I don't think it's going to be a 100% deal breaker, but it is very huge. And the way he handled it, I don't like. And I think Stacey doesn't like it either.
Now, Carolyn asked, do you think he brought it up so late because he's wanting an out, or do you think he finally decided he wants to go through with it, so he needs to absolve himself of guilt for omission?
So I think he brought it up so late because he's a manipulator, and his goal is, let me get you hooked on me and really interested in me. Then I'm going to tell you about this. To where now she feels like she can't walk away. So I think he strategically waited this long to say it, hoping that she was going to be madly in love mm-hmm. and really excited about their physical chemistry, because yep. they've shown a lot of that, that she was going to be all in anyway, because reality is there are people out there who would do that, mm-hmm. right? There are people out there who know this person's bad, but the sex is good and all these things. I'm going to just run with it. I believe in him. No one's ever given him a chance. I don't want to, you know, turn my back on him like everyone else did. Yeah.
Well, a couple of things here, because Lily says he's a liar and he will cheat. Best believe that. Tanya says, at that moment when he talked about his debt, I would have been like, stop packing. First of all, that was not packing. He was stuffing. Pull up your credit report. And I feel you on that, Tanya. Yeah, that was the time. Well, hey, let's do it. What you going to do? Damage it some more? It's okay. It goes down another 2 points. So what? It's 325 now. It's okay. Now it's a BMW. Okay. Now, Kay Thomas says the biggest red flag is a supposedly responsible man leaving a brand new job that a friend vouched for you to get after 7 days. Just go find love.
Well, I don't want to knock people finding love.
Okay.
If that's what he wanted to do, there's really nothing wrong with that. The challenge is he in a good financial position to make that decision? I don't think so. And I think he luckily found someone in the pod who's balling. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, oh, this is going to be my house. I'm going to move into this 3-bedroom house. I mean, I really think he was looking for someone to Captain Save him. And it's not going to happen.
Don't do that again.
I'm sorry. I think that's what it is. But the sad thing, there are too many, and I will say this about men. There are too many men who come across very intelligent, business savvy, financial savvy women and try to take advantage of it.
Right.
And it's not right. Mm-mm. You know, but there are too many men who do it who don't have shit. It's one thing if y'all going to be a power couple, because he has his own business and he's built this. Stacey has this and they can be a power couple. There's no power in this. She's going to be one lifting all the weights. Yeah. And so I'm glad that she's seeing this, and I'm hoping that she makes the right decision.
Even though I've seen, I want to say it was Grace who said it, that she may not have, they may be exaggerating how much money the family actually has. So that'll be interesting to see when we get down to it. But, you know, I know you've been waiting to talk about this just because your favorite person on the entire show, Lydia.
Milton, my favorite person on the entire show.
So they go to dinner, right? Mm-hmm. And this thing just goes off the rails quickly. Milton tells Lydia sometimes she wakes up cranky, and he knew this was going to start some stuff. It's like, all right, let's go. Spark.
Well, let's just say that this has to be the nicest romantic dinner for two people who geek out on minerals.
Right.
You know, where they went, I was impressed with how Milton put that together. And for both of them to really like it. If somebody brought me to Houston and we're going to have a nice romantic dinner in this mineral place, would have done anything for me.
Right.
But for Milton, Lydia, I thought it was great. Milton started to call out Lydia for how she handles situations and emotions. And I think that was the thing that set it off. And I like how he said, like, you wake up cranky for no reason.
I said, no, well, you did something. How could I?
You've been up 30 seconds. What did I do that made you mad?
Well, that's when I really expected to go, well, you said something in my dreams. You didn't pick up a towel in my dream. I dreamt you didn't pick up a towel. So therefore, that's what it is. But, you know, they get back on the discussion of Uche. And He's talking about just being able to handle different situations and scenarios. And he's saying that, yeah, you could have handled it a little better. Meanwhile, she's like, I thought I handled it great.
Yeah, she didn't like any of that. And I think Milton wasn't trying to say that she was wrong. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to say that, hey, the position you put me in, I didn't like it.
Right.
Because there's going to be future incidents, I'm sure. Some point, Lydia's going to want to talk to the manager, and Milton's going to be like, now I got to fight. I get it. But I think he was just trying to be open with her and be able to be honest. She really didn't like it. But I agree with Milton. I didn't like how she handled the Uche situation. If it's someone that you dated a long time ago, you have no emotions. If someone I used to date came at me and tried to talk sideways, I'm just going to walk away.
The difference is Uche knows how to push her buttons. And he knew how to get that rise out of her. So there's that. And he could have ignored her and still pushed her buttons just by talking to other people. Because that history was always volatile anyway. So regardless, that was going to happen. And I agree. He's just trying to give her another way to do it. She doesn't want to hear that. And he really sets off by saying, you know, well, why are you looking back?
Well, they can only push your buttons if you still mostly care. Others. People that I don't care about emotionally anymore, They can't push my buttons.
Right.
And that was Milton's point. Yeah, that was Milton's point. It's like, well, let it go. And so he was right for calling her out. And he didn't say she was wrong. He was just saying he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I think, what's wrong with telling your partner that? You're about to marry this person. Why can't you just be honest?
And that's a great point that he made, because Lydia is saying she feels judged, right? Because of the way he's talking about it in this manner, which, you know, he has given his opinion. And he's like, wait, hold up. First of all, I'm not judging you, but I should be allowed to be honest with you, to your point, which is a great... If you can't be honest with your spouse, You shouldn't have a spouse.
True. And all Milton was saying was he didn't like how she handled the situation with Uche and getting loud and angry and all the cussing. He just felt it wasn't necessary. If you don't like it, you know, move on and just walk away. And he asked her, you know, who cares about her? You know, she brought up the fact that I feel like I wasted my time with somebody who didn't deserve it. He said, who cares about wasting your time when someone doesn't deserve it? And why are you looking back? Okay. And that's what pissed her off. And set her off, she had to go take a timeout.
Well, I mean, she had to go take a timeout, especially when she's, you know, he's like, I hate it when we have to argue. Why do we have to argue? She's like, it's not an argument, it's a disagreement. And she's like, hey, well, I wonder if you actually like these arguments and disagreements, right? But here's the point that, back to the Uche conversation that Assumpta made, right? It says, Milton can't tell Lydia how to express herself. Take her as who she is or walk away. Uche attacked her and she only defended herself. I agree with you there. Uche did attack her. She did defend herself. Was on Lydia's side on this one, weirdly.
And not weirdly, I know why you're on Lydia's side, because you always have been.
No, no, no. I'm reading the comment. Look at the screen. Stop.
The screen, but I know that you have been on Lydia's side.
You're trying to push it off on me.
Most of the season. That's totally fine. But here's what I like about what Milton had to say. Milton said, when you're acting emotional, where does that get you in life?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she does. She can be triggered and just goes off. And for people to say that, hey, I think I was right in how I handled that. No. And responding off emotion makes you look like the weaker person, especially when you're dealing with somebody who knows how to push your buttons. Because all you did was just prove Uche right.
So here's the difference. I think what was proven in this is the difference between Uche and Milton, right? Because if Uche was in that situation, he would have gotten up and followed her to aggravate her even more. Instead, like Danielle said, I laughed so hard when Milton kept eating. Yes, because he sat his ass there and said, this is some good food. I am not letting it go to waste. And he ate while she went and took her breather. She came back and he didn't stop. He stopped long enough to go, I apologize. And then she gave her sarcastic apology, but he did not stop eating at all.
Hey, that was prepaid. That meal's prepaid. So you can be mad all you want. We're going to eat this meal. This is delicious.
And if you don't eat yours, I'm going to eat that too.
I'm going to get that to go and give that to my roommate when we go home and get Liddy after I drop you off.
Oh, my God. Now, I will say this, though. And I know you're not going to see this, but I'm going to point it out to you. Okay. This is growth for Lydia. And at the start of the season, that would have been a yelling match. She would have stormed off. Instead, I need a moment. Got up, walked off. Okay, I'm back with a little sarcasm. That's maybe growth.
Okay, potentially, right? I see where you're going with that angle, potentially. But I like where Milton was looking at this to say, look, I get how you handle things. I handle it differently. He wasn't saying she was wrong, but he was trying to say, you got to think big picture. This is us now. Mm-hmm. This isn't just you. And if we have children, I don't want my kids to just knee-jerk react to emotion. I want them to be able to think and process things, because I think that's how Milton was raised. So all of that made sense to me. And I really liked how Milton handled that. And then, of course, when she was trying to defend herself for being mad at Uche and he's a piece of shit, I love when Milton said, thank you for telling me for the millionth time.
Yo, that was that moment. Milton, and he talked about this in the tux fitting, right? Which was that he has no filter. Mm-hmm. And he's learned to have a filter with Lydia because he knows he can easily set her off.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he can set her off. So anytime he wants to, he can. He just chooses not to. Now, we'll look at that as maturity, right? And just the same way when he sat down and kept eating, everybody liked it, except for Michael. Michael said, Milton's still eating while she's trying to be serious, shows his immaturity.
Mm.
I'm not letting my food get cold because you want to be mad. We're going to eat.
Michael, you like him crazy. Just say that. There's nothing wrong with saying, I like a girl who gets spicy when we're having a conversation. And I don't know. She might flip the table and kill me, or she's going to go home and give me the best sex ever. If that's your thing, Michael, that's okay.
Michael wants that makeup sex. That's what it is.
Yeah. So it's totally okay. I don't even think.
See, we call it. We know this. See? We know these things.
I know that. And I don't think that Milton is conflict avoidant, but he really speaks from a different level that maybe Lydia's not used to. And I think that she can learn from. And then when she comes back from the whole deal, she's saying, well, I'm sorry, I didn't abide by your expectations,
yes, which
annoyed me that she said that. It's like, okay, Milton said he didn't put expectations on her. Was just telling her how he felt about it.
Yes.
And then she gets all in her feels. And this is what I walked away from this whole thing. Mm. Lydia doesn't like for anybody to give her feedback.
No.
And her defense every time, which I hate this defense, and people should not use this. This is me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, okay, here's where I agree with you on this. Because she says, this is me. I know, it's very, very seldom.
I know.
This is me. Cheers. I'm loud, I'm passionate. Where's the rest of it? Don't stop there, because there are more qualities. But if that's it, I'm loud, I'm passionate, this is me, take me as I am. I'm sorry, though. There's no point in time it should ever be take me as I am and just and accept this for the rest of our lives. No, because we both need to grow. And that's what Milton was talking about at the tux fitting with all his with all the guys. He's like, look, she's this, she's this. Here are my deficiencies. We're going to grow. And I think while I'm saying she's growing, Robin disagrees and says growth, it was realization that she was annoying him and she worried that she was blowing it. Sometimes you got to step away from the situation. They always tell you this. Sometimes step back, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Inhale Jesus, exhale Satan. So I don't really look at this as growth, because I think Lydia has to understand that it is not just her. Mm-hmm. And she even said that her personality, the way she's been, has gotten her where she is. Mm-hmm. And that's great. My question to her is, if you made adjustments, how much further could you be today? Mm-hmm. If you made some adjustments 5 years ago,
right?
You just can't expect the world to accept everything about you the way it is, mm-hmm, and tell them to get over it. And that's what she's doing. And she won't grow as a person if she doesn't realize that. So kudos to Milton for trying to push that. And I'm glad that he wasn't scared to tell her how he felt. And she has to take this feedback and say, hey, I'm with someone I really love, mm-hmm, and they love me. I can't create a space for them to where they feel like they can't be honest with me.
Right.
Because they're worried I'm going to lose my shit.
Now, Lucy B says, eating while in a disagreement is a tactic used to appear unbothered. Milton has definitely read 40 Laws of Power.
What if he was just hungry? I've been to some nice restaurants. I've even had somebody break up with me at a nice restaurant, and it didn't stop me from eating food.
He's like, well, at least I got a meal.
This is good. Hey, man, we broke up, but man, that steak was good.
Hey, thank you, L. Ramey says, hit the like button, y'all. And you know what? I want to say that from Robin says, hey, those likes helped with the algorithms, as that is how I stumbled upon your show. New subscriber. You guys are great. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So we'll say it again. Hit the like button, please.
Please.
Everybody in here.
Tell your friend. Tell your friend about mm-hmm. your favorite podcast.
And then tell them about us.
Yeah.
So going back to some of these comments that way, oh, you just caught that, huh?
I did. Took me a second.
CloudyCut13 says, people on Reddit were trying to shit on Lydia's looks, like STFU, she's a pretty woman. Yes. I've seen people say that also in the comments. And you know what? Here's the thing. We've never tried to tear anybody down based on just looks in that space, right? And Lydia's an attractive woman. My thing with her has never been about her looks. It's been based on everybody trying to say that she's crazy. And you used to say this all the time. And this is why I'm surprised you took this other route, Terrell, because you were always like, if a woman is what we call quote unquote crazy,
right,
what did the man do to make her that way?
Lydia is a beautiful woman. But the reason why I didn't take her side on the crazy, because every time I've told you that, I've never heard the other side of the story. In this situation, I feel like I've heard both sides of the story. Both of them are crazy.
See, I knew you were going to do something like that. Toya says, I'm tired of seeing that gold cup in every scene. Yeah, not yours, the one on the show.
That's for Tim Lane.
It has been everywhere. And, you know, one of the things that I saw popping up a lot in the live chat was about the Airbnb, right? Tanya said, the rumors are that it was an Airbnb. Well, how did he lease a new place if his credit was so bad, right? And Cloudy Cut 13 and said, I don't know, y'all. I think it was his place. What Airbnb has a lost and found and no plates or silverware? That would be a kind of sketchy Airbnb, wouldn't it?
It would be. But you can have bad credit and lease an apartment. I was in property management for a while. You can have bad credit and still get an apartment. Can't buy a house, but you can get an apartment. So it's possible, but I don't think that was an Airbnb. But, you know, it could be. I think it's a great story to get into this, because right now with this season five, anything is possible.
Yeah, it is.
If you look at it, anything is possible. Nothing's off the table.
And we've seen where people have done stuff that have shown houses and places and residences that weren't theirs. You can tell it wasn't theirs at all.
Married at First Sight in Nashville.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you were talking about Stacey's voice earlier. Something to be says the voice, too. Her voice can trigger an aneurysm.
Oh, well, what do you mean? It's so cute. I like it. Oh, I hate that voice. It's annoying.
Amanda says the problem with her baby voice is that it's so put on from her regular annoying voice.
Yeah. It's even worse than like a vocal fry, right? Because a vocal fry is when you're just kind of singing a note when you're talking at the end. That voice that she does, it's intentionally annoying.
Like, oh, it's so cute. I really like it.
When she got the plunger.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is the cutest gift.
I'm like, it's a plunger. I'll tell you what. If my girlfriend got me a plunger as a gift, I don't care what she wrote on it. No.
Now, here's the other thing. While we're on Stacey, Robin said, Grace Reports is done with that family. Speaking of Stacey, says she's convinced that they are exaggerating their wealth. That's the exact same episode I saw. Because I was like, as she spoke about the house, and hey, it's a good house, but they're not wealthy. And there's a difference between having money, being rich, and being wealthy.
I agree, but all of them have more than Izzy. That's all that matters. They all are doing better than Izzy. That's all that matters.
And about Lydia waking up mad, Lily says, that's a huge red flag. She divorced a man who woke up mad. That is not normal.
Well, I agree, and I think it's... And I'm sorry that you were in a relationship where you had to divorce a man that woke up mad. But Lydia seems to be so pissed off over little things like towels, clothes, plates.
There we go again.
And I'm thinking, if you love this person, how do you make this work?
Pick it up.
Get a maid. Have a maid that comes every day. You both have good jobs.
Yeah.
You can have a maid. Have a 4-bedroom house, $125 every 2 weeks. Somebody comes and cleans it. Find the way to budget for it so that it's something that doesn't make you angry. But she seems to get so angry about this little stuff of clothes and towels and almost talks to Milton like he's a child. Did I tell you to pick up that towel? Why do you leave your towels down? Why do you make me angry? When I wake up and I see this, it makes me angry. It's your fault. It's messy.
For a long time, I always said marriages... built on it's the little things that count, right? Because it's not about the big things. Everybody, relationships, you can get through the big things. Something big happens, you know, walk away or stay, right? It's the little things. And it's the reason why I could have never married or been in a relationship with somebody who chews with their mouth open, because 25 years down the line, we'll be sitting at the table. And it's just like, you know what? Because the little things, it's the little things. So pick up the towel. It's easy to fix that. Pick up the towel. It's really simple. Don't eat your food and put the plate on the couch. You're a grown ass man. Pick it up. It's simple.
I agree. It is simple, but what I also find is that there are people who think differently. And I'm speaking about people that are like normally engineers, STEM, different level. I am very particular about my place, but maybe he's not at 24. And if that's the case, if that makes you that angry, hire someone else to do it. Or get out. Why not say, hey, I was in love with this person. This was the love of my life. But he left plates on the side of the bed. He had towels on the floor. I couldn't deal with it, so I walked away. You can be that woman if you want. See how well that works for you later. trying to marry someone else.
So you're saying just accept anything? No.
I'm not saying just accept anything. All I'm saying is if that is your biggest issue, hire a maid. Because if there was a maid that came every day and Lydia didn't have to clean it, would she still wake up mad?
Okay, then there's a solution. But in the meantime, until I get that maid, he can do something about it. Nicole says, imagine her not being able to sit on the couch because it's filled with plates.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, man. Look, man, this has been fun. Episode 10 drops Friday. So are we back same time Friday? Friday, 7, 6 Central?
Yep, 6 Central, Friday.
All right. Well, so look, we'll be back. Make sure you hit the like button on the way out. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. And next week, Mavs is back. Excited for that one.
I'm excited for Colorado. I'm excited. Partly because of the weather, right? You know, here in Austin, Texas, we had a cold front that came through Friday. So we had 70, low 70s on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. You'd have thought it was like winter here, but it was great. And so when I think about Colorado, I'm like, ooh, winter temps. This fall season of Married at First Sight, I get to wear some sweater weather. Get to look in some sweaters. It's great. I'm looking forward to it.
It's only two couples, and we'll do this quickly before we run out. Predictions. I mean, I think we kind of had them early on, but let's do predictions real quick. Stacey and Izzy, yes or no?
I'm going to say no because Stacey is all about that cheddar.
I'm going to say no because Izzy is the drama queen number two and a damn liar. And of course, the other one is Lydia and Milton.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, they seem to really be in love. I think Lydia really wants it. So no matter how messy Milton is, she's like, at least I have a husband. Mm-hmm. I will take it.
I will say, I've been calling this from the beginning. When they first met, before she even started getting into Izzy, when they met first, I was like, this could be a match. Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think they definitely say yes.
Yeah. And I got to pull this up. Brandy asked, do I leave plates on the couch? What about this says I would do that? What about any of this says I am messy or leave anything out? That's far from my style. Would never do that.
And so modest, too. This man stages his house, okay? So trust me.
Hey, yeah. I got whipped with the switch. Like, I was raised right. Not saying everybody should get whipped with the switch. I don't want somebody to come in the comments and say I'm advocating for abuse. I'm not. All I'm saying is I was raised really well. There's nothing about this says I leave plates out anywhere. Would never do that.
On that note, we are out of here, man. I'm Yanni Root.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.